There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, 107 FM Talk, 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And get your calls and text at 343-0106, 343-0106. And we'll get those in coming up in just a little bit, too. You know, we're not far away. I mean, summer, everything moves so quickly for me, it seems like, these days. But we're not so far off from the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. And we'll talk more about that with some of the JCs when they enter the studio here in just about half an hour or so. So we'll talk with them coming up. All right. Because I would get a couple. I got alligator Alcatraz in the mix. I've got the NFA, well, the Short Act pulled out of the Senate reconciliation bill. Let me get a few of these. Let's see. Terry, the child born on U.S. soil is a U.S. citizen. The 14th Amendment makes no distinction of the parents' immigration status. That's what I was saying. I said, Terry, I see how it's being hustled. I've been talking for years about the birth tourism coming in to have a child, people flying in from China and all around the world to come in to have a child. It's wrong, but the problem is that's not something the court, that's the legislative branch needs to change the law. It goes on to say birthright citizenship is a law of the land. Yes, so we need to change that. So April Marie sounds like a anti-2A talking head does when they say they think the Second Amendment, what they think the Second Amendment means, you can't twist it. Twist this enough and make her feel better. Born here, you're a citizen. Oh, I wasn't trying to make her feel better. I agree with you, Terry. Like, I cannot like it. There's laws I don't, you know, like, but you then use your vote to elect people in a representative republic to go change the laws. Now, usually doesn't get done anymore. It ends up in the judicial branch, but that's the way it's supposed to work, right? Yeah, I don't like our country being made a sucker because of birthright citizenship, but it is, Terry, you and I agree, the law of the land. Let's see. Gosh, it's a long text. Let me see, get through this. Texter says, Sean, I'm no more of a constitutional expert than 99.999% of the rest of Americans, but as I appreciate what the law says, and I have read it with the intent behind the decision, if you read it, it was to give citizenship to people brought here against their will or born to people after brought here, and I think it's interpreted based upon the discussions about the purpose of that amendment that it would not apply to almost all these people that are here illegally, and it would not apply to all those people who are running baby and flying people, especially from other countries with whom we are at odds. They would be entitled to citizenship because they didn't fit the definition of why the amendment was made. It looks like the amendment was not written in exact words to support the reasons why it was put up for adoption in the first place. Maybe the court needs to revisit not just the amendment, but what the intent was when proposed to be adopted and voted on. Seems to be a disconnect between the two. But that's the problem, Texter, when you start digging into the intent of things, right? Because that, and having the court having to do that, I mean, what's sad is that's probably where it would be decided. But the way it's supposed to work is that would be dealt with in the legislative branch. I mean, it ends up, the legislative branch is punted so much, we get, which part of the decision today, with executive actions, right? The executive branch does things, and then the next president comes in and changes them back and forth. And if they get kicked far enough, they get kicked over the judicial branch, where a portion of those things that the executive branch has been doing over the last decade and a half, and the judicial branch has been doing, are really the province of the legislative branch. But if they're not doing their work, well, there you go. Michael says, does anybody know how long the museum drive is going to be closed and how long the shooting is supposed to last tonight? Just curious when fake shootings are going to stop and normal real ones begin. It's this evening sometime, Michael, on Museum Drive. I think Dan and Dalton were talking about this morning, 6 to 9 or something like that. I think that's it. I don't think the movie producers know what we all know, that, you know, oh my gosh, Langham Park, and you're going to do some fake shooting. There have been plenty of real shooting around there. Fire Dog says, I wear my steel toe boots. Doc says I need to lose weight. I wear sandals. Bingo. Bingo, Fire Dog, you see the genius in my, it's my hack. That's what they all, the kids got the hack, right? It's a hack. Maximus says, I do the same thing at my doctor's office with body armor and a gun belt one time and then shorts the next time. I'm like, oh, look, you lost 40 pounds. See, this is, we're just trying to get positive responses from our healthcare folks. Cato the Causeway says, my issue with Alabama's porn law is it effectively only applies to one side or company. That is the way and I think it's the same in other states too, Cato the Causeway. That's why I said this law was, this decision by SCOTUS to uphold Texas's right to do that, it's a thing, but you can get around it, right? But is the job of the Supreme Court make a decision of Texas's right to do something supposed to be based on the fact that you can get around, you know, I mean, there's multiple ways those things, and does this drive, I mean, if I'm some company that's not the one in Alabama is applying to, right, which is Pornhub, I think Pornhub, if it doesn't affect the other, I would be, if I had whatever, Hub Porn, I would fund people that are going to uphold a law that takes my competition out of the mix, right? Let's see. Is this for me here? From Elvis on the text line said, Amazon warehouse in Locksley. Neil Road, 104 loading docks, 200 parking spaces. They clear-cut 55 acres around my house. Early stages of construction. Okay. Duly noted. It's Billy D. Said, man, I'm hearing this news about the job list for college graduates being as low as it is. We have enough psychology and kindergarten teachers in the United States. Those are degrees that these individuals are getting, and they're just not in the market. And there's just not a market anymore. Well, I guess the teacher-wise, there has to be a market, right? I mean, I don't know, the teachers, it seemed like when I was a kid, the teachers were really, really old. Maybe they'd be aging out. I don't know what it's like now. Let's see. Somebody's sending. When you send these things, people are sending stuff about fireworks displays and all that Independence Day stuff. Let me try to get those. We're going to put these into a sheet here at the station so we can talk about those next week. All right. Thank you. My friend Tony Ann sent me. This is pretty cool stuff. You get a chance to win tickets. This is going to be to go to Red Rocks. This is really cool. Red Clay Strays are playing here at home, right? A week or so? Not long. I think they're going to be down at the Wharf. But Red Rocks Amphitheater, for music fans, so kind of a pilgrimage spot. There's a chance to win here. A night with the Red Clay Strays live at Red Rocks Amphitheater. You donate to Penelope House. And I'll give you the link here in a second. You donate there. You'll be entered to win a VIP trip to Denver, including round trip travel, a 2-night hotel stay, and front row seats to the show on September 15th. You and a guest will meet the band. How cool. Meet the band backstage, snap a photo, and go home with a personally autographed poster. They're also going to cover your pre-show dinner and your local transportation to round out the experience. Your donation helps support the AFSP and Penelope House. To donate, you go to Fan Diem, so fan like being a fan, and then Diem like the Latin word, the day, DIEM.com/Red Clay Strays. So, or I'm sure if you go to Penelope House website, you'll have the link there. That's pretty cool. That's cool. That's going to be a cool show. I could probably go watch Polka at Red Rocks and be happy with it. Let's see. Jason said, Sean, with the blanks being fired at Langham by MPD tonight, just hope no one fires back given the recent history there. Well, as long as there's not an ACT test that just let out, right, Jason? Those of y'all that don't know, go Google it. One of the shootings at Langham Park, the gunplay, was after the kids finished the ACT. Which now, did you see, we had the story last week, ACT is getting, I think, shorter and easier or something like that. Let's see. Terry, I don't know, said, no, it's the 14th. I saw it on Facebook. I still have some leftist former friends. It hinges on the interpretation of the subject of jurisdiction. Terry, you're going to have to flesh that one out a little bit more for me. Jim in Georgetown says, Sean, it's easy enough to figure out the intent. It's called the Federalist Papers. Explains the whole Constitution. They do, to some degree. There are still things in the Federalist Papers that you can say, we can go through that. I mean, it'd be a fun discussion. Talk about some of the things that don't get answered by that. And thank you. Terry says, if your doctor uses BMI, tell him it's bad medicine and ranks up there with bleeding and lobotomies. Well, he does have the leeches I got to put on each time. So. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Mike 122, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Good time to check in with my buddy, the emperor of LCM Motor Cars, David McCrary. Emperor, your eminency, how's inventory looking?
I've been called worse by better people.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, what's happening? We got a bunch of customers today. We've had a little bit of traffic, so it's a good Friday. We've been busy this week. We got a good inventory. We had the ones we was talking about the other day came in today. The truck just unloaded, so we have got a full lot. We probably got 75 cars on the ground, Sean.
Wow. Okay. If you talk about trucks a lot with me, but I mean your selection of SUVs and the mid-size SUVs has always been great too.
It is. We do real well with the smaller SUVs because, I mean, guys mine and your age don't normally drive them unless they're trying to find a gas saver to go back and forth to work. But
right.
They're real good with the younger kids. Girls, boys both like them. Moms love them. And they're nice. They're safe cars nowadays. And there's a bunch of varieties that are a lot of good ones. I mean, we got, you know, Mazda, Kia, Hyundai, Ford, General Motors. I mean, they all make a really nice product.
Okay. So let's say for some reason, which is with that selection shouldn't be a problem, but if somebody says, yeah, I looked at those vehicles, but there's something in particular I want, David, how do they get you to go headhunt a vehicle for them?
They got to call me. All they got to do is call me or come see me, and we'll go find anything they want. I mean, we do it all the time for people, as you well know, and we are glad to do it. It's not an inconvenience. I mean, so just anytime you're looking for something in particular, just give us a holler.
Good stuff. Tell them how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068, or just come see us. We're at Highway 9. Well, I already told you where I was at, didn't I? LCM. motorcars.com. I'm doing three things at one time. I'm sorry.
Well, just
LCMmotorcars.com.
Okay, just do two. I appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Have a good day, buddy.
All right, there goes David at LCM. All right, phone number and the text line, both 343-0106. We'll get some text. First, let's go to the phones, and Damon is up first. Hey, Damon.
Hi, how you doing, Sean?
I'm good, Damon. So what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call and express my disappointment when I tuned into the show earlier. You had a young lady on that comes off sounding somewhat like a conservative right-wing cheerleader, and she portrayed Ketanji Brown Jackson as if someone that didn't have the intellectual equal as Amy Coney Barrett. And just because of the recent comments that Barrett made about a decision, any educated person, especially someone with a law degree, is capable of exhibiting rapier wit. So simply implying that Ketanji Brown Jackson was not Amy Coney Barrett equal was disappointing. We live in a time where portraying things in a way that disparages someone else leads to very negative outcomes. And I was very disappointed to hear it.
You know, it the decision, you know, it came back, I guess most people are paying attention to what Justice Barrett said back to Justice Jackson, but it was based off this idea that in this ruling, and it wouldn't just say, hey, I disagree with the ruling, but it was this idea that this was the unraveling, and what y'all were talking about, what Damon and I are talking about, is the response from Barrett to Jackson's dissent over that Trump versus Casa Incorporated case, this idea of a judge, and I know everybody wanted to talk birthright citizenship, but this did not make a decision there. It just said, hey, one judge can't rule for, you know, can't make a decision to stop the executive because you can judge shop. And I think, you know, in Sullivanese, you know, not an attorney, but Justice Jackson was saying, well, this is like the undoing of our nation in doing this. And I didn't see that. I disagree with her dissent as well. You know, that I think, of course, she's the Supreme Court, you know, justice. I'm not. But it seems like she had a broader scope to what she thought that meant. You know, I think I don't think it was a nuanced view. It was like, hey, if you do this in this case and people can't judge shop to shut down the executive branch, then you've unraveled our whole system. And I think that was over the top.
And I can agree with what your point is. What I'm simply saying is what I think what she meant was this was the practice for so many years, and to now upend that throws everything that we know and have known out in the garbage. And that may be true, and that may be okay, and that may be what the framers of our Constitution want us to do every now and then. Even Thomas Jefferson said, you know, liberty requires the blood of patriots and rebels every now and then as a little manure to keep it growing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay, but it's also okay for somebody to say throwing away hundreds of years of precedent is bad. That's their opinion, but to say they're not intelligent because you don't agree with them creates a very, very dangerous situation in our country where the politics and the violence and all the things that we justify based on our political party are going to lead us right off the cliff. And I was disappointed to hear her make that point that Ketanji Brown Jackson was not Amy Coney Barrett's intellectual equal because she didn't agree or because of her stance regarding her dissent.
There you go. Damon, appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. It's been a while. Keep on calling. Let's grab your text here. Got a couple. Let me get to, let's see. All right. This is, I want to get just to this one because it's a prodigal son thing or prodigal daughter in this case. So B Dark, who I like, B Dark has decided she's Team Jeff, and said the last text I got from her said, "You don't believe in freedom of speech, do you?" I'm probably the wrong person to try that one on. Pretty strong on that. B Dark, you've been listening any time because you texted when the founding fathers wrote the Constitution about birthright. How did they earn their citizenship? Well, they came in as Englishmen, right? It was not the United States of America. So you can't go, you're saying, because I say the law and Terry and so many of us here, I disagree with parts of it, but it's the law. You're saying then what we should retroactively looked at the founders and they couldn't earn birthright citizenship because there wasn't a country to be a citizen of. Be dark. So I'm lost here. I'm kind of lost why you say I don't believe in freedom of speech. Long way around the, you know, to get somewhere, around my elbow to get to my thumb or something like that. All right, well, we'll keep those texts coming. Also, when we come back, it is a harbinger of summer. And my gosh, does summer move quickly anymore in my life? I remember when I was a kid and summer took forever. These days it moves fast because you open your eyes and about to be time for the 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. I have brought in... Justices. Justices of the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, Justice Moore and Justice Bradner, join us when we come back. God help us.
You're
listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Grandpa. I have the justices in, so your rodeo questions, you can always send those to the text line, and I can ask the high court about them. We can also, as we come on with the justices, so I'm going to read this. This coming out here from Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, so your reactions. It's not a category. I know it's not a category in the rodeo, but it said Baldwin County Sheriff's Office contacted regarding a possible bundle of drugs that washed ashore at Fort Morgan today. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office Coastal Enforcement Units arrived and verified the bundle was consistent with illegal drugs. Ding. All right. So how much are we talking about here, y'all? Well, according to this presser just came out, the bundle was transported to the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office Investigations Command for further analysis. It determined it contained 50, this is like a Miami Vice episode, 50 individually wrapped kilos of cocaine weighing 110 pounds. They go on to say here, it's not uncommon. Now, you know, it's that time of year. I mean, you get jellyfish, you get seaweed. It's not uncommon for additional bundles of illicit contraband to surface, said Sheriff Lowry, and he asked the community, that's all of us, y'all, to report any bundles immediately to local law enforcement. We asked the public not to open the bundles. This right here makes me think somebody did. But it says, we asked the public not to open the bundles or packages as they could contain hazardous chemicals or dangerous drugs. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office would like to thank the caller for reporting the bundle so that law enforcement could begin the investigation. So if you're short of 110 pounds of cocaine, Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is waiting. Just give them a call and they'll help you with that. And into the mix now, I bring on El Presidente and Justice Coleman Moore of the 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo and VP of Partying, my buddy Reynolds Brabner. Good to see you, Justice.
Good to see you, John.
You know, this is a question. We talk a little fishing here. And I had this question. A buddy of mine was out of Venice and came upon some bundles. Mm-hmm. And they had a ton of dolphin, y'all not from mahi-mahi on them. And he caught some before he, I'm not going to report, he caught some of the fish before he called in to Coast Guard and reported. He said, I was reporting them anyway, but the fish, I mean, pulled up and you didn't want those fish.
When the bite's on, you got, I mean.
Yeah. You didn't want those fish to get away. Right. So he said he's catching, he said, and not just chicken dolphins, some bulls off of it as well, as they then called in the location of the bundles. So, I mean.
Well, you know, when you're calling it in, like I said, we do not have square grouper as a category, never okay to mutilate any species.
So right,
like
right.
I said, be sure not to open it. Just call the authorities.
There you go. Man, it is rodeo time again. I know for y'all it's a year-round thing, but for the rest of us citizens out here, we go, holy cow, it's rodeo time again. I mean, it's like, 3 weeks? What do we got, three?
Yeah, I think with 3 weeks we're coming up on the kids tournament right at it, or less than, on the 12th, and then the week after we'll be rolling, you know, so getting excited about it for sure.
Okay, for those that have, you know, not heard this before or new to town, not only is this just, you know, one of our great traditions here along the Gulf Coast, it is the planet Earth, y'all, the planet's largest multi-day saltwater fishing tournament.
Yeah, that's right. We still hold the Guinness World Record that was set in, 2011?
2011, yeah. Don't actually had, if people didn't remember when this happened, too, I know Reynolds and I had talked about it a few times on there. You didn't just say, it looks like we, y'all brought, like, the Guinness person in.
Yeah, we brought Guinness down.
And they didn't bring any Guinness with them, I don't think, did they?
No. She was actually in a suit, if you can imagine, one dolphin island, third weekend of July, a business suit.
Mm-hmm. And very particular with the information and the gadget. I mean, it was probably a pain more than anything, so that's why they haven't been back down. But we're still being recognized
as the largest. But, I mean, it was like, it was like really, I mean, it really was like a, y'all didn't just go and say it.
Oh, no. It was legit
in there. It might be easier to reevaluate now that we use Fishing Chaos and all the guys there. And, John, they could easily get the information
turn that
a little
mic
better.
A little bit to you there. There you go.
Yeah, if memory serves, it was pretty wet that year, so it was close.
Yeah,
but we did bigger year. It certainly wasn't cheap to get them here to prove it. But We made it happen.
Oh, first of all, congratulations, President.
No, thank you so much. I'm excited about it. I've entered the phase, they say, all the past presidents say it's the most fun you never want to have twice. So shortly after Mardi Gras, it really picks up and you start being on the phone or on emails all day, every day, and dealing with all the small stuff you didn't think you'd deal with as president. But right. I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to it. The whole family is, you know, my little girls, especially my 8-year-old that works in the fish box. She's ecstatic to be leading that thing up and being bossing everybody around down there for sure.
What a young lady's dream come true.
Exactly.
And you talk about ahead of time working on this. I mean, we see all the activity, and it's a heck of a thing that Reynolds got going on at the headquarters. You know, you've got going over the whole rodeo. It's quite a thing if people would just stop and look at how all that's working when we're there during the 3 days of the rodeo and the week before with Roy Martin. But to make all that happen, there's like a... there's a politicking and a salesman part of this. I mean, you got to talk to big companies that are sponsors.
There is. There's a whole lot. That's why we have our whole crew of VPs. You know, we have our sales and our awards and the bundle of everybody else. Reynolds is in charge of our building in town, HQ. And then, you know, when we get down there this year, you're going to see new improvements. Our operations area we've had where we cook down there has been a tent for a few years now since we got rid of the old building. We just finished building a 50-by-50 structure that Titan Marine graciously did for us down there. And we'll have a new VIP area on top of that. So it's going to look a lot different. There'll be a lot more room in the VIP area for sure.
Y'all think, I mean, from what was done with the docks.
Yes.
You know, major change.
Dock 12, call it. One and two. We combined last year. Yeah, yes. And then added another dock.
And now this, so this area you're talking about, the new 50-by-50 structure is on the south side? Is
it? Yeah, so it's right where you would see where we'd be cooking most of the time. We've had a tent from Port City set up mostly, so we'll be removing that. And now we have a full 50-by-50 structure underneath where we'll be doing our cooking and serving food and a little bit of VIP area under there. And then now instead of having a bigger tent in the backside, after you come in, we can go on top of the structure. We'll put a tent on top of it, and you'll have a viewing platform where you can see over all the docks, the weigh station. You can watch the bands, see the whole site from there, and it's really going to be great.
This is exciting and constant new things happening with the rodeo. What do people need to know coming into this? I mean, tickets on sale. I know that's a big deal here.
Yeah, tickets are on sale. You can go online or you can go to most of our tickets outlets have stayed the same over the years. We have our, you know, the Pronto Ponds, with three locations of Pronto Ponds, J&M Tackle, your Academy stores. What else we got? Tackle the Shoot That, I believe, still is on there.
Howell's Insurance out in Howell's
Insurance, yeah. He always, Lou sells him a couple, but, you know, just enough to stay the ticket outlet.
Yeah, he just wants to keep his name in the news.
Yeah, they are on sale now, so get out there and get them. We know it'll get a little bit more picked up after the 4th of July, like it always does, but we're not worried. They'll come fish it.
We're Mobile people, Baldwin County people. That's how we do stuff.
That's right.
I mean, and thinking of tickets, too. And people can research this and go on the website, but you know, you got your overall ticket, you know, general, what do we call that?
Open
ticket. Yeah, open ticket.
Yes, sir.
And that y'all, so you got to get that to be part of it. But after you do that, that's when we start getting specialized. So let's talk about different add-ons here. So what different jackpots, what different tickets are available?
Well, yeah, obviously you have your open competition, and as long as you use that to weigh legal fish, then you get put in for our contender drawing, which we have an update as of about yesterday. It says it's a 25 bay like it has been. Actually, we're going to be doing a 26 bay. Jordan got with us the other day. And,
got you another foot of fiberglass?
Another foot. So I don't think anybody's going to complain that we've been saying 25 and they get a 26. They'll probably be all right with that. But then after that, we're also giving away another 17-foot reaper boat again and the speckled trout and the random drawing for that. So if you buy a speckled trout jackpot ticket, you get put in that. So you're a little bit better chance than the overall for the contender.
Yeah. And for people, I mean, you mentioned it, Coleman, but for them to understand, you don't have to win a category. You enter a legal fish in the open, or if you're in speckled trout, a legal speckled trout in the tournament, you might have been ranked DAL out of all the fish, but you could still be drawn to win the boat.
Right. And your odds are a lot higher, too, because there's not many people in the speckled trout jackpot as there are in the open competition. So
strategy.
It's a good strategy, but also weigh you in another one, too, so you can get put in both drawings for sure.
And then win both of them.
Yes, of course. We won both of them. And then other than that, we always have our other jackpots. We got our big game jackpots, and we've got our shark category again. That's always been a big one since it came back. Snapper, fingers crossed, we'll still have it. That quota is getting pretty high up there since they decided to open it all week instead of 3-day weekends.
I know, but and I was going to talk to you this. I tell you what, we'll do. I'm going to show you something. We'll go to the break. Okay. And then come back, because I'll show you something. I was looking up some stats I think you're going to like.
All right.
And we'll do that. Coming right back, it's a studio full of JC's, president and vice president. We have Justices Moore and Brabner in with us.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Like 150 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. It's rodeo, dang near rodeo time. Just a few weeks away from the 92nd annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. President of the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, Coleman Gore. Vice President of Everything Fun, my friend Reynolds Brabner, in studio with me. Let's talk about Everything Fun, too, because I think it was years ago to you I said, you know, it's if you get too many more bands, it's going to be a music festival that has a fishing tournament that goes on with it. I think we're still a fishing tournament with a music festival, but...
We are a little bit. I think we actually had a actual music festival.
You did that
one year.
Yes, that's right.
We did. It was Richard Rutland's year, because we had the had tie-dye shirt made
that's
for
right.
it. And that was when Kevin kept saying, you know, we're not a music festival. But that year, we indeed were a music festival.
Yes. I heard, well, I'll let you list the bands. I heard one of them that was going to be there. And Mayor Collier, prepare yourself. Okay, so yeah, Reynolds, who you got for entertainment?
You know, Thursday night for After Liars contest, we'll have the Wrong Turns.
That's T-E-R-N-S, like
turn,
the seagulls.
Yeah.
It is. I think it's actually spelled that way. Then again, we typed this.
So. I'll come back.
Well, that's if they did it that way, that's funny, because it's like a turn.
I'll come back to Friday nights just a second. But see, Saturday we'll have Hamilton Gardner.
He skipped a night. What?
Sunday we'll have the big reveal.
Okay, Saturday is who again?
Hamilton Gardner.
Okay, Hamilton Gardner.
And then Sunday, the big reveal, they played last year. They're the teenager band, the kids that play. They're really good.
Yeah. So you skipped a day, Reynolds.
Coleman, I'll let you take this one since it was a
special
request.
We skipped it. That's why we say grab your seats, because we might sink the island again. Mm-hmm. But we're bringing the Molly Ringwalds back again on Friday night. And we all know how that has gone the past few times. So
y'all, I don't know how many people can actually physically fit on the rodeo site at one time, but
per fire code or
trying to keep this friendly here, but if y'all have the actual number, it was at the Molly Ringwald show seen there before. It's insane.
I mean, we like to say that 100,000 people come through there in the course of 3 days. You got some returning guests, some anglers that come back, but I feel like at some point on Friday night, they're all there.
There's
a lot of people there.
That's a home run right there, guys.
Oh, absolutely. I've got pictures of the last time they played.
Yeah. I mean
from
all jokes
the stage
aside,
all the way back.
Y'all who hadn't heard them before, it's an 80s cover band. And, man, 90s, I am getting old. 80s cover band. And, like, they just perform every time. It's just great.
You'll know every song.
You'll love it. Sing along. So that's a big win. So entertainment-wise, we got that. And you mentioned Liars Contest. Liars Contest is, for some reason, asked me to be back and be part of it again this year.
Distinguished panel of judges.
That's right.
Distinguished. In other words, they couldn't find anybody else. They said, I'll get Sullivan again.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. We'll go out there. Yeah, I'll do it. Listen, it's always fun to kick off that way. And then it's just not long after, 5 o'clock the next morning. When's the cannon go off?
5 a.m. We'll sell tickets and do cash awards all night. If you want to come down there and participate in that, and we'll have the band playing and all, and good food, good drinks. But yeah, then we sit up there all night long and pull that cannon at 5 a.m. and we've officially began the 92nd rodeo.
Okay, and for people to know, there's 92nd. No, but there's been how many years since the first rodeo? Because there are some years that we.
1920s.
I mean, yeah, 1929 would be when the JCs.
Right.
No, the JCs took over in 55.
In the 50s. So, yeah, since 29. I do know that I'm the 78th
president. There it is. Okay,
president.
Yes. And so why is that?
So we've had a few. When we first started, I guess there was just a group that was doing it. Then we've had some years from World War II and things. We've had the oil spill. There's just been some years that it hadn't happened.
I just think it's interesting to point out. I mean, this thing happens almost all the time. But when I've had these discussions, we've done it for Mardi Gras. And the years there hadn't been Mardi Gras. And you think about, you know, rodeo's that big thing, too. And it's really, you go, the year the rodeo wasn't there, what, there must have been something big in the
Yeah, Mardi Gras is a good example.
2 years, actually.
Yeah, Mardi Gras is a good example, though, because, like crew, we had our 100th twice, you know, because COVID and everything like that. So, yeah, you have those years that run in. I'd have to go back and look as far as in the beginning. But there were some years that there wasn't an established president. There was a group of guys that were running and things like that. So that's where your extra years come in. But there's really only three that... that we can account for as there just not being a rodeo.
That's pretty, I mean, it says something there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Oil spill, World War II, and what was, I can't remember the third one.
I think it's multiple years in World War II.
I believe it is.
It's 2 years in World War II in the oil spill, I think. I'm not trying to be your historian.
COVID,
but
we still had it during COVID.
Yeah, because it's fishing.
Yeah, we didn't have all the music, though. Yeah. All the music.
But you had all the fishing, I remember, which is, you know, it's when a whole bunch of people woke up and said, man, you know, we can go fishing.
We can still make it out there.
Yeah, we can go fishing for sure. All right, other questions here. I know we got, let's see. Oh, by the way, John suggested, here's marketing. If the rodeo evolves into a music fest, let's call it, let it, and then construct an amphitheater and call it The Pier.
I like that.
Yeah, you could do that right there. You could do that. It'd be the wharf over there and the pier.
That's not a bad idea. That's like our HQ in town. I was like, I want to call it, my father-in-law would always call it the Fish Barn. I was like, that's a good name for it.
And you're talking about the HQ in town. What the...
On Three Notch Road, this will be our sixth year in, I believe, fifth or sixth year in this location that we got an in-town for our meetings and the whole, everything else we do, Crawfish Bowls, family days, Christmas party, stuff like that. But it's old, what is it, Hamilton Automotive or Harrison?
Hawkins.
Hawkins Automotive, old Hawkins Automotive on Three Notch, yeah. So we've renovated that to be our headquarters, so we'll just call it HQ.
Okay. And by the way, Brandon says that Nearshore Fishing just got packed with you talking about the boat for trout.
Of course.
And bring your own beer this year for the.
It is. It's BYOB again, because those same guys, when we started selling beer, that were mad when they had to put their ice chest back in the truck. We want to make sure they bring their ice chest this year and not have to buy it from the Circle K.
So Lions Contest, you can come in and bring it in.
No glass.
Yeah. Okay. No glass, no dogs, same thing. But yeah, bring you a chair, bring you an ice chest, enjoy it. You know, stay for the music, stay for the lies or the truths, whatever you might be bringing. So BYB for everything again this year, and we're looking forward to it. So it's a good time. I think everybody prefers that.
Let's see. Yeah, y'all already answered that. Shark's in.
It is. Yes. Shark is in again.
Shark is in. I'm trying to get through. What is... It's always same number of categories, right? It's even
33
now.
33, so give or take, it always goes.
Sometimes some fish comes and goes, but there's always going to be.
Yeah, I think we had removed one, and then we've added, so we're doing lionfish category again this year. So a lot of you guys that like to go dive for lionfish, that'll be a good one. And
so we can spearfish lionfish and enter them.
And you can, it would be just a quota, I guess, okay. So just like it was last time. So we're excited about it because the guys at South Alabama will clean them, and we'll do some ceviche while we're down there, and it is delicious.
See, and I've yet to have. People always tell me how good it is. I've yet to have it.
So. Well, we've only had it that 1 year, so.
Well, I mean, I know at restaurants, though, they're serving it, and I've just yet to have it, so it sounds like it's really good. Okay, before we run out of time here and Paul Feinbaum takes over, tickets available now. They are available online and?
They're available online, and then they're available in our ticket outlets, obviously our Academy stores, Festival, West Mobile, and Foley, Fish and Chaos Online, Greer's, Fowl River, Howell & Associates, J&M Tackle, all three Pronto Ponds, Theodore Moffett, and government locations. Tackle This, Shoot That, and then obviously on the radio site during Kids Tournament, as well as Liars Contest through 5 a.m. Cannon Blast.
All right, good stuff. We'll be talking to y'all before Boy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. We'll talk that week and get everything started. And reminder, too, just a plug, of course, I'll take Midday Mobile down to the rodeo site on Friday, and then twice a year, we do a live on location outdoor show. Mike Ward and I do it during the boat show. Mike goes to Louisiana, so I do it with these guys and y'all on Rodeo Saturday. So make sure to stop by and see us for that. Paul Feinbaum on the way now. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll do it again next week.